Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie.
And my name is Peter. Every Saturday, we like to review all the things we learned together. We can even see those fun features again, too.
So what are some of the things that we talked about this week?
Well, we talked about taxes.
Oh no, I still need to do those.
We had a mystery.
Yes, and I still wonder how Mr. E solved that mystery.
And we learned about horse jumping.
Well, I'm ready to go to the dusty stables, but I want to ride a calm horse.
Well, that's a lot to cover. So what are we waiting for? Let's watch all our lessons right now. Then we'll have some questions for you. Here we go.
Good morning, Susie. Are you okay?
No, Rob. I'm pretty unhappy.
What's wrong?
Today is tax day, and I might not finish my tax form.
You still have 12 hours.
Only 12 hours? I need 12 days.
Don't worry. My accountant is very good. If you have any questions, he'll help you.
Hi, Linda. Do you have today's schedule?
I'll look for it.
Why do you have so many receipts on your desk?
I'm finishing my income tax form.
Oh, right. Today is April 17th.
I found it.
Great, thanks.
Oh, wait. This isn't today's schedule.
What is it?
It's a list of my travel expenses.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about a very important topic, our taxes. Please help me welcome my guest, Tim Taxman. Welcome to the show, Tim Taxman.
Thank you, Rob.
It's April 17th, and you know what that means.
Yes, this year it's tax day in America.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. People pay taxes to their national and state governments.
Why is paying tax important?
The governments use tax money to provide important services to the public.
What kind of services does the government provide?
Taxes help to build hospitals, fix roads, and provide clean drinking water.
Taxes also support schools and pay police officers and firefighters.
That's right. If governments don't have enough money, they can't do those things.
So what do governments do then?
They have to raise taxes. No one likes that.
You're right about that.
The phone rings. My partner, Mr. F, is calling. He is at an office. He needs my help. Some papers are missing. The papers are important. I go to the office. I take a look. I see a bag of garbage outside. I also see a camera. Then I see Mr. F.
Hey, Mr. E. Thanks for coming.
Mr. F says,
"Let me show you something."
We go into the office. Mr. F shows me a video. It is from the camera outside.
See the thief?
He asks. The thief is wearing black. He goes out the office door and around the corner.
Where did he go?
I ask.
He just disappears,
says Mr. F.
Then later, the guard takes out the garbage. Let's take a look,
I say. We go out the door. The garbage is still outside. Then we go around the corner. There's a dead end. I turn around. I look at the garbage bag. Then I open it. There are black clothes in the bag. There are also some important papers in it.
Who put those in there?
Asks Mr. F.
Let's ask the guard,
I say.
Do you like horses, Linda?
Yes, I do. I love horses.
I rode a lot when I was younger, but I don't ride much now.
Me too. I took riding lessons as a kid. I wanted a horse of my own.
So did I. But my parents wouldn't buy me one because keeping a horse is expensive.
I know. They eat a lot.
Well, Alex, we're here at the horse jumping competition. It'll start soon.
It will be a fun report to do, but I don't know much about horse jumping.
I can help you. Look, you can see the course of jumps here.
Yes. Do the horses and riders jump over them?
Right. But horses and riders must go over the jumps in a certain order.
The competition is starting. There are the first horse and rider, and they're moving fast.
That's because they must complete the course in a set time.
And they can't knock over the jumps, can they?
No. The horse and rider must clear every jump. By the way, the jumps are called fences.
Uh-oh. The first horse knocked over a fence.
Then they get a penalty point.
Are you going to watch the jumping competition?
I don't know. I may be too busy to go.
I may not go either. I'd rather go riding myself.
We can go riding at Dusty Stables sometime.
I'm not a very skillful rider anymore. Do they have some calm horses?
Yes, I've ridden there a few times.
Then let's go this weekend!
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the conversations.
Yeah, it's a great way to practice together. Don't worry, you won't get a grade or a score at the end, so mistakes are okay. Marie, what's the first question you have for us?
Let's talk about taxes. What kind of person can help you with them?
Well, there is a person who has a job called an accountant. They can help you with your taxes.
Yes, and they are very helpful. So, what do taxes do?
Oh, that's a really good question. We can both talk about that. Taxes help do things like building roads or making our schools.
That's right. Do you know the schools that you go to? Our government pays that.
Yeah, and they also make sure we have drinking water. They make things like police and firefighters. We need these things, and taxes pay for them. So we had a mystery this month, too. A thief took some papers, but we never see who that person was. They were dressed in black.
Yes, we only saw a guard walking out with the garbage. So what happened? Can you explain?
Well, I was thinking about this, and I think it's the same person. He was dressed in black, changed his clothes. The papers and the clothes were in the garbage bag.
Yes, and this guard is not a very good guard. He's a bad guard. I think it's time for him to get a new job.
Well, I hope you found out the mystery too, but right now it's time to take a short break. We'll be back after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break. Peter, can you tell us about when you were a kid, where you grew up, and what you wanted to do?
Well, the first job that I ever wanted to do was become a horse wrangler. That's like being a cowboy.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a very fun job. And, well, maybe you can do that still.
I hope so. Well, I really enjoyed learning about horses and horse jumping competitions this week.
Well, now it's time for us to look at those features from this week.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I like to try new hobbies. Do you? I like many kinds of exercise, so today I'm going to try riding a horse. To me, that sounds a little scary. Horses are big, and they can run fast. I hope I won't fall off the horse, but riding sounds like a lot of fun.
Horseback riding is very good exercise. You use many muscles to stay on the horse and to make it go, turn, and stop. But is it really a sport? Yes, there is no question about that. It is one of the oldest sports. And it's not easy. When you see someone riding a horse, they make it look easy. But that's because riders practice for hours and hours. They get sore muscles, and sometimes they fall off the horse. Why do people ride horses? They do it because it's fun. It's a great feeling to sit on a 1,000-pound animal. And when the horse moves fast, you have a wonderful feeling of freedom. Many people first ride on a vacation. They ride a quiet trail horse who does everything. But really learning to ride is hard work. It takes many hours to learn all the basic skills. You can't believe how many things you have to remember when you're on a horse.
Ow! I am really sore. Horseback riding is harder than I thought. I used muscles that I didn't know I had. There are many things to think about when you ride a horse. You have to stay on the horse. You have to tell it to go and to stop. You tell it to go faster or slower. You have to think about many things. But it was really fun. Horses are amazing animals. I'm going to ride again. As soon as I'm not sore anymore. See you next time on Jack's File.
Small and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along, it lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Hey, let's play the ukulele.
small, and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along, it lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Come on, join in. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Hey, come on, let's play the ukulele.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about horses, and here to answer our question is Mr. Colt Mustang. Welcome to the show, Colt.
Thank you, Ron. It's good to be here.
Well, Colt, you work on a ranch, right?
That's right. I take care of horses.
Wonderful. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Today's question comes from Fawn Doe of Boston, Massachusetts. Fawn writes, a lot of people think baby horses are ponies, but that's not true. What is the real name for a baby horse?
Great question, Fawn. You're right. Ponies are not baby horses. Ponies are small horses. They can be young horses or adults.
So then, what is a baby horse called?
A baby horse is called a foal. Young horses are up to 1 year old, and they're called foals.
A foal.
That's right. And if the baby horse is a boy, it's called a colt.
Colt, like your name.
That's right. And a girl foal is called a filly.
I see. Are there different words to describe an adult male horse and an adult female horse?
Yes, there is. An adult male horse is called a stallion.
Oh, right. I've heard of that before. What about an adult female horse?
An adult female is called a mare.
Okay, let's review. Baby horses are foals. Boy foals are colts. Girl foals are fillies.
That's right. And adult males are stallions, and adult females are mares.
Wow. Thanks for helping us today, Colt. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
And this is my office. Isn't it nice?
It is. Now, Edna, aren't you happy you decided to not work at the zoo? This place is much better. You will make lots of money. Your coworkers seem great. You know, I'm really happy for you.
Dad, well, thanks. But I just want you to know, working at the zoo is still my dream.
What's that?
Oh, my snakes.
Your what?
I have 5 snakes. They're my babies. Oh, aren't they beautiful?
You have snakes in your office?
Yeah. Dad, don't worry. They're all in this box.
They can't
get out of the box, can they?
Super Sentence Man?
Yes, I am Super Sentence Man. And the super sentence is, they can't do something. Can they?
They can't get out of the box, can they?
Yes, yes.
They can?
No. I'm just excited about your super sentence. Hey, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Well, they can't eat people, can they?
Good. They can't eat people, can they? What an excellent question. A super sentence.
No, Dad. Don't worry. They're very friendly.
Well, what about you? Do you have a super sentence for us?
I didn't ask my bosses if I can have snakes in here. They can't fire me for having snakes, can they?
They can't fire me for having snakes, can they? super sentences from super people. Always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great!
Wait, how many snakes did you say you had?
5.
Well, I only see 4.
Oh, you're right! Jimmy's missing.
Your snake is missing?
I wonder where he could be. Ah! Oh! Aw, Jimmy, there you are!
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. Reviewing what you have learned is important. Doesn't it help to see those conversations again?
Yes, it does help. Learning a new language is difficult. We understand. We both think that you are doing a great job.
Well, friends, which was your favorite lesson today? You can talk about that with a friend and find out what they enjoyed too.
So, Peter, what was your favorite lesson of the week?
Well, I really enjoyed learning about this horse jumping competition. When I was little, I really liked horses, and I learned how to ride them.
Yeah, that was very interesting. My favorite was our mystery. All right, friends, it's time for us to go. Join us again on Monday for a great new show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.